Unscripted.
For those of you who are new, I'm Walter McFashion, Manager of Support, and I'm joined again today by my good partner, Sammy Shoup, from our marketing team. So we're going to go through some updates from our IT team. We're going to talk about some of the common questions or issues that support is getting, as well as you in the field. And again, the goal of the call is just to make sure that everyone has the same answers and we're spreading the same answers out to everyone in the world. So I'm going to let Sammy jump in with the ITS updates, and I will go through some of the support stuff.
All right. Hey, everybody. So let's just go over one of the items from last week. We're still going to go over this because we all love it so much, is the importing contacts. So if you haven't heard this, importing contacts has been updated immensely in our prompt editor. Pretty much all the functionality from the old site is now available in the prompt editor. Make sure you go and check it out. We are also in the process of recording a tutorial for you guys about importing contacts. So we're getting some help from Senior Executive Lori Smith on that. But we'll have that for you guys soon. The tutorial it is, but the importing contacts, that whole functionality is new. So if you haven't checked it out, make sure you go check it out. It's awesome. A major fixed bug. So we heard about this for the past week on social media a lot. There was a issue on the iOS and Android apps where you'd go in to view our videos or our card history, and those items weren't loading. There was errors throwing up, or there was just issues coming up with those items. We have pushed fixes for all of that. So your app, the videos in your app should be up and working, and your card history should be showing. So those should be fixed. Make sure, again, that you update your app to the most recent update. We have nothing to do with that except for sending it to Apple and to Google, and they let their users know about updates. So I highly recommend going into whichever is your choice, your Android or iOS, make sure that you're going into their App Store or their Google Play Store often to check for these updates to your phone. Some people don't show up for a day or two. Some people show up instantly. So just one way that you can help yourself is to be really diligent on checking out those things for yourself to make sure that you're up to date on your most recent updates. Again, our photo management system is coming. We have it on our docket to release soon. Again, these are managing your photos, being able to tag them, put them in folders, deleting photos. So if any of you out there are having, some struggles with being able to organize, we're almost there. So just trust us, hang on just a little bit longer. We'll get it done real quick. The other thing that we're working on right now, besides bugs and things like that are coming up, is our referral partner hub. Again, this will be where you'll find your link to the Revolution office, to your downline information, handle your auto renewal, those different types of things. Again, the photo management and referral partner hub are the next big features that we're planning on pushing out, including all of our bug fixes and error fixes over the next little bit. Again, we want to go over, actually, let's jump into our marketing updates. So this is from my team over in the marketing department. First, again, we just want to go over our Facebook group policy change. All posts are being monitored prior to approval. This is just to keep our group basically clear of all negativity so that when our new referral partners are joining, they're not being bombarded with some of the issues that some of us are running into. But as one of the people that moderates this group now and goes through each of the comments and responds, we are noticing that many of our questions, comments, things that are coming into that group are actually support-related issues. So we recommend using the search function in the site of the group. So if you have a question that seems support-related, search. Use that search function. See if that topic has already been discussed, because you might find your answer in previous posts from previous referral partners. So use that search function to search for anything in the group. And then the next thing that we will do is, if your post does not get approved and it needs customer support action, we will let you know that, but we will not approve your post to go to the group. So just keep that in mind. If you are finding yourself going to the group a lot for support issues, you're gonna wanna change up your actions just a little bit, because that is not not the place to get support help. So support is our support team. To get official support responses, we need you to contact support so we can make sure we're helping you and getting all the necessary information needed. Let's see, next is our SOC relationship marketing overview. So last week on the Send Out Cards Weekly from June 4th, Cody, Lori, and Dave talked about our new program for training people or presenting Send Out Cards. And our first release for that is our relationship marketing overview. The webinar is available that you can show to prospects or you can watch to learn how you can do this yourself. It's available in our webinar archive. Again, Lori Smith is the presenter on it. And then to back that up, you can also download our relationship marketing overview presentations that are available in the download section of the website. There is a keynote version and a PowerPoint version, so make sure you get the correct version for your type of computer. But all of that is available, and you can find it in the Resource Center under Webinar Archive or Downloads. Lastly, our most recent announcement is our 2018 Leadership Retreat. So if you were on last night's SOC Weekly call, yesterday being June 11th, you would have heard Cody announce that we are opening up our Leadership Retreat to senior managers and above. There's still a lot of different qualifications that need to be met, such as you have to be a senior manager or above, you have to attend the 2018 One Convention and be registered for the 2019 Elevate Convention. Now, if you became a senior, if you signed up after the 2018 Convention, obviously you wouldn't have had to attend the 2018 Convention. So if your sign up date is after the 2018 Convention, then you only have to register for 2019. Let's see, you need to be on a new subscription plan and exclusively using the prompt editor. So you need to be wrapped up in the new system. You got to know it, you got to love it, you got to be using it. You need to be PCD qualified at your highest rank. So if you become a senior manager, then you must be PCD qualified at senior manager. If you are an executive or senior executive, you must be PCD qualified at your current highest rank. The last one is gathering 10 new subscribers. New subscribers means they sign up as of June 11th or anytime afterward prior to the event. So this means anybody that you signed up yesterday on one of our new plans, the 1747, or 147, they will qualify. It doesn't matter if they're referral partners or customers. They are just subscribing users. So as long as you sign up 10 subscribing users, brand new, they can't have up, it's not an upgrade. It's not they had an account before, and so they're just updating their items in there. Nope, it needs to be a brand new user, brand new blood to send out cards. You have to complete all of that by October in order to receive an invitation. Here's the tricky part. We have limited seating available. This is a very exclusive event. We keep the group very small for a reason, and that's so that we can create a really cool atmosphere of having a very intimate event with one another and teaching people how to use our system and providing training and insights into our business that other people don't get. So you need to act fast. You need to sign up as many people as you can, as quickly as you can. And you'll need to complete these requirements as soon as possible if you want to receive an invitation. This is a first come, first serve event. So if we get 60 people right off the bat or 100 people right off the bat, whatever that number is, if we reach our number, then nobody else will be able to attend. So you're going to want to hurry up and do these items, complete these items so that you can receive an invitation. We will let the field know once our seating has been filled, as we will no longer be taking people that want to attend. But this is really cool. This is a really fun opening thing that everybody, can get involved in now as long as you rank advance to senior manager. Keep your eyes on your emails. There will be an email sent out to referral partners this afternoon with all the details about the qualifications to, have your opportunity to go to the leadership retreat. So I'm done talking. I'm going to turn it over to Walter now.
Thanks, Sammy. So, again, for the leadership retreat, guys, look out for the notification. hope to see as many people there as possible that's on this call. It'll be a fun time, good thing to aspire to. So hope to see you there. Couple of support issues, questions that I want to talk about. Probably one of the biggest questions that we get, or the reasons we get a call nowadays, is the spinning wheel that most of you, if not everyone, has encountered. So you know when you go to make a card, and you get to the order page or the checkout page, and the little images should be loading for your card to show the front or the back or the inside, and the wheel's just spinning. Many people are looking at that as still the site is not working, there's a problem. But in fact, you can, from that, even though the wheel is spinning on those images, you can still proceed with the checkout process and your card will go out just fine. So I just want to let everybody know that, you know, even though that's spinning, cards will still go out, just proceed with the checkout process. What's happening there is just the site is trying to load the image, and our IT department is aware of the problem, and they are working on a new process to load the images. However, the fix for that is not going to be a quick and simple one, so it's going to be something long-term coming, but it is something that we're working towards. But for right now, just know that cards do send, even though that is happening. So let everybody know about that, because, again, that's probably the biggest reason we're getting calls nowadays. People are thinking that spinning, cards are not going to go, there's a problem. But actually, there is not a problem. Secondly, just want to recommend browsers. You know, we recommend that people use Google Chrome, Safari, or lastly, Firefox. We highly recommend that you do not use Internet Explorer at this point. Internet Explorer has just become incompatible with our site. So move away from that. Recommend people move away from that and use either, like I said, Chrome, Safari, or Firefox. Thirdly, duplicate cards. We talked about this a couple calls ago. Just a reminder. For you points and expense users, people on the old site, if you send a card using either the reminder link or calendar, if you go to your calendar and click on a name from there and use that link to send a card, for some reason the system is generating two cards. So two cards will go out for that one person. Luckily, you're not charged for two cards, you're only charged for one, but two cards are going out. And again, that only happens if you're sending from reminders or from the calendar link. So I just want to remind people to not use that until we come up with a fix for it. Also wanted to let you know that our production team is looking out for those duplicate cards, so we're catching them as much as we can, but we are not able to catch everyone, so it's best that we prevent it. If you do use the reminders of the calendar link, then be sure to go into your card history to delete that second card before it goes out. Next, tutorials. You know, we've gotten a lot of requests for tutorials, video tutorials like we used to have. Just want to remind everybody that some of our referral partners out there have gone ahead and made some very, very good tutorials, like Julie Hansberry and Steve Ains, completed a few of them. They're on the official Send Out Cards group. You can just search for those people and you can find the tutorials. Also, we here at corporate have heard you and we are working on some tutorials to get out there to you as soon as we can. So those are coming. And I want to just point out a new feature on the site. Some of you may have noticed, some of you may have not. In your site, in the Prime Editor, the new site, if you go to Card History, you'll notice if you look in the upper left-hand corner, again, this is under Card History, in the upper right-hand corner, there's a word in gray that says View Paused Cards. So what that is, if you go click on that, what's happening is, if you have a card that you put out there and is supposed to go out some future date and you don't have the credit card doesn't run or you don't have the points and expense, we'll keep trying to run that card for five times, assuming that you're going to update your site with the information that you need. After five times, if nothing processes, then those cards will go into this section, again, the View Send Cards or the View Paused Card section. So cards will go here, and they will stay there until you update your system with credit card information or points and expense, and then you will have the option to go in and resend that card. So just want people to know that's out there. So if something doesn't go, be sure to look there to see if the card is sitting there because it just the points or expense or the credit card wasn't there to pay for it. update your information, add more, whatever you need to add, click on resend, and that'll go. So again, that's the view paused cards in the undercard history. And that's just one of the things that's coming. Reminder to card history. If you go to the card history in the old site, it is now being redirected to the new site. Just one of the moves that we're making to slowly, gradually move to have everything in the new site. And hopefully we'll all be there together in one space one day. I think that's it on my list. We have some other individual things that people have been sending me over the week. One other thing I did want to mention, I have been hearing some more concerns about people who have used referral partners. I still want to say distributors, but referral partners that are sharing your site link, the mobile link, to people, and people are signing up, but they're coming in as orphans. I'm going to be looking into that some more, and we'll try to figure out what's going on there, if there is a problem or if it's just a user issue. We'll try to determine that. But just want to let you know that's something we're looking at. And other than that, that's it. So that's all the information we have for this week. Be sure to share this with your people. As always, the call will be loaded up into our site, and you can refer to that call. You can have people refer to that call. We'll repeat this on Thursday, and then we'll have another live one next Tuesday. And if you have any issues, send them to me in email to wmcfashion@centralcross.com. Be sure to put in the note in the subject line, and we will address them as they come in. Anything else, Sammy?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Guys, I think that's it. So appreciate your time. See you next week, and we'll go over some more stuff. Same bat time, same bat channel. Bye.